So for many years, we had separate programs. Mr. Bingen ran the girls and I ran the boys.
So any winner or any best team you coached over the years?
Well, the best team is this year's team. There's no question from top to bottom. It was the most, you know, just it was the best team we've ever coached, yes. We did have a team that was very good back in, and I might have, well, again, you'd have to check that out, but I'm guessing it was right about 1982 or 83, somewhere in that ballpark, where we were third at state. But that was Division II. A little difference between Division I and Division II. Mm. Very good runners, but the runners we have on our team, you know, we certainly would have won that.
Yeah.
Won state in Division II.
So
actually,
then,
I think this year they would have won Division II at state as well.
So then is that why, like, this year's the best team?
Yeah, right. In terms of, you know, just the quality of runners. And the other thing that has progressed, just in cross-country in general, it is crazy how much faster everybody is. Hmm. When we started out, if you ran 17:15 to 17:30, you were a near God, okay, in running. Now, boy, you have a hard time making the JV team. You know, it's just, that's how it's changed. You know, you really have to be, if you're going to be running really well, you got to be in the 15s or really low 16s for you to be competitive. Back then, it was pretty rare to see somebody in the low 16s.
I'll go ahead and ask one. What are some of the things that stood out to you these past few years? What about teams that went to state these past seasons?
Okay, well, I guess the number one thing that has stood out is the kids. That is kids and the families and the support. It is a phenomenal thing. I think the idea of the fact that we have combined the boys and the girls programs has really helped with the overall spirit of the teams. The support is broader, you know, you're more interested in what each other are doing. I think that's a big difference, because when I started coaching here, the girls had their program, and yeah, Mr. Bingen and I would talk a little bit, but, you know, it was, I knew the girls on the team because a lot of them were in my classes and stuff, but as far as running, I didn't know what they were doing. Mm-hmm. Whereas now, you know, I think everybody on the team knows what everybody else is doing, and so that is a big difference.
Yeah.
And a difference for the good. I think it really is an amazing thing that has helped.
Yeah.
Have you ever experienced on going to state before David and Augie came?
Oh yes. Yeah, we have had quite a number of individuals go to state when we were Division II. And of course, we had the state team that actually, two state teams. One of the teams was the, you know, in that 81, 82 era, somewhere in that ballpark. We had some very good runners back then. And then, I'm not sure which year it was, but it was the year when my son was a senior, and then I had another son that was a sophomore, and that team actually made it to state as well, and it qualified for state. But those were the two previous years before the past two.
All right, so I have, are there any rivalries or locations that have changed within the sport that you experienced during your coaching years?
Well, we used to have a rivalry with Kewaskum and teams like that, Mayville. That was always a nice rivalry. But we've kind of grown beyond those. And now I would say West Bend is West Bend West, and primarily is probably a real rivalry that we, I think both with both programs, we respect each other. And I certainly respect how good they, what kind of program they are. In fact, I have always kind of said it's, sometimes you see you have good teams, but they come and go. But the program doesn't come and go. And so my goal was, we wanted to go and develop a program that feeds on, that you always have, you know, you're always competitive, you always have, you know, large numbers, instead of just having a good team because you're lucky that, you know, you would three or four really good individuals show up all of a sudden, and then all of a sudden you got a good team, and when they graduate, then, you know, you're back to where you were. Mm-hmm. So that's not a program. Well, West Bend West, they've got a program, okay? They don't rebuild, they reload. And that is what I would like to be able to do here at Slinger, is that we never have a rebuilding year. We always just have a reloading year. Mm-hmm.
Is there a motto or philosophy you have stood by while coaching?
Yeah, pretty simple. Three words, R-U-N. I think in terms of the physiological preparation, it's that simple. It turns out that, you know, don't run a lot. You're probably not going to be getting a lot better. Mm-hmm. I think the other thing, though, is it is so important to have the team leaders. The leader of the team is not the coach. It is the veteran runners who inspire the younger kids. And I have noticed that no matter how hard I try, I really, as a coach, have a hard time inspiring individuals. Mm-hmm. But if that senior or junior reaches out to the younger kids and inspires them to run, that has a much bigger effect.
Yeah, I can see that. What's one of your favorite stories from cross country, or memories?
Oh, wow, okay, yeah, there's a lot of them. let's see what. None of them have to do with wins and losses, okay? I think, yeah, that's, that, I'll have to think a little bit about what is, I guess, watching the practices and seeing the kids just trying so hard to meet the expectations. I get goosebumps every time I see that. That is something that I think is the most, is just the most memorable part of cross country is, you know, it's the, I'm just amazed that the kids now actually believe what I say in terms of you can do this. And then, you know, if they miss it because maybe they haven't got the best day, or maybe the weather wasn't right, or maybe whatever, they were sick on that day or whatever, they are, you know, they look at it and say, oh, you know, I should have been able to do this. And it's, and then they, with the excitement when they actually, oh, I didn't know I could do this. That is something that I just get a kick out of. Mm. And it's pretty much every day something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's, this kind of comes back to like the first questions, but what's the biggest change you've seen?
Yeah, the biggest change in cross country, I think, actually, you know what? The biggest change is in girls' athletics. Title IX. I still think that was the most important congressional act ever, the equality of both boys and girls. And it only took, what, 200 years of our American history to bring that about? Maybe the right to vote maybe is a little bit more important yet, but,
yeah.
But it's right up there. In fact, but, I really think that for the future, that is probably, that may even be as important as the right to vote.
Yeah.
Because I think we have now been able to, I think it has allowed our country to have twice as many talented people truly believe they can be part of this society.
Yeah.
So, and it's all through athletics. Okay, it was because of athletics. Okay.
Here we go.
So,
let's see. What are some things that you remember from your early years of coaching?
I've mellowed a little bit. Okay, so certainly I have always had very high expectations. When I was teaching, I had very high expectations, and but I think I have maybe mellowed a little bit in terms of.
This also kind of ties back to what we had talked about, but is there anybody in specific or, like, a team in specific that's, like, really stood out to you or, like, been peak of athleticism?
Well, certainly, I think for the boys, David Fassbender kind of was one that had a more, has had a lasting effect. We've had other, you know, really fine runners, but maybe they didn't have the lasting effect that, mm-hmm. David had. So David, and then to Augie, and now to the seniors, and now, you know, they're, you know, I think they're going to be juniors that are going to, you know, tie into that. And for the girls, I think Taylor Kleiss is probably had the most lasting effect on the girls' program. At least since I have been, you know, coaching, you know, certainly Kathy Brandt is a kind of an icon. So, and it's like Diane Breuer following in that steps there, which is Tyler Ott and Casey Ott's mom. But I think, you know, in terms of fairly recent history and a long-term effect, was that because she, Taylor was one that the hard work was so different from the rest of the team that we had that year.
Mm-hmm.
And she showed that you have to love running and just work harder than anybody else. Mm-hmm.